Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends,
welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevan Zwelder.
John chapter 18, verses 1 through 9. John chapter 18, verses 1 through 9. Now, keep in mind this topic. I am He. I am He. John chapter 18, let's begin reading with verse 1. When Jesus had spoken these words, He went forth with His disciples over the brook Kidron, where was a garden, into the which He entered and His disciples. And Judas also, which betrayed Him, knew the place, for Jesus ofttimes resorted thither with His disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus therefore, knowing all things that should come upon Him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered Him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am He. And Judas also, which betrayed Him, stood with them. As soon then as He had said unto them, I am He, they went backward and fell to the ground. Then asked He them again, Whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am He. If therefore ye seek Me, let these go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled which He spake, of them which thou gavest me, have I lost none. Now three times in this text He says, I am He. Once He says, I am He, in verse 5, and they fell backward. Once the Bible said that when He said unto them, I am He, they went backward. And then again He said in verse 8, I have told you that I am He. Now, in the brook Kidron, Jesus had gone in, or over the brook Kidron, in the garden. Jesus had gone in there with His disciples, and then He had taken Peter, James, and John and gone a little further, and then He went beyond them and prayed three times that His Father would allow Him to, you know, not have to take that cup. And then Judas came in with the officers and with the chief priests to arrest the Lord Jesus Christ. He confronted them and asked who they were looking for. And they said, we're looking for Jesus of Nazareth. And He said, I am He. And when He said that, they fell backward. Now that's an amazing thing. Why did they fall down? Verse 6 said, as soon then as He had said unto them, I am He, they went backward and fell to the ground. He didn't hit them. Nobody attacked them with a sword, not at this point. Peter will strike the servant of the high priest in the next study with a sword, knock off his ear. But they fell backward. They went backward and fell down. What is that all about? Well, there's a reason for it. Jesus said, when they said, we're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, He said, I am He. That's what knocked them down. He didn't hit them. Nobody, the disciples didn't attack them. They simply fell down at the pronouncement, I am He. And Jesus Christ said it twice. Now, it's notable that when you read this in your King James Bible, I am He, He is in italics. And among other things, when the Bible puts those words in italics, it's to show you that there was nothing in Greek that they used to give that sense. There was no word there that said He. It simply said, I am, and they supplied the He so you would understand, and they let you know that they had supplied that by putting the word in italics. That's why those italicized words are there. But I'll tell you something, honestly, after reading this multiple times and studying it, the italicized word belongs there. It is Scripture. So I say it's notable that he said, I am. And the reason that it's notable is today we're going to study the tetragrammaton, the four-letter Hebrew word for Jehovah. And the reason we're going to do that is simply because you're going to find out by the way that the Lord Jesus Christ said what he said here and in a couple of other places in the New Testament, you're going to find out that that is one way God Almighty let you know beyond the shadow of a doubt that Jesus Christ is God manifest in the flesh. Turn with me to Exodus chapter 3 and look at verse 14. I realize there are people that don't believe that, but that's because they don't believe what the Bible says. They've already formed their opinion about what they believe, and they go to the Bible to prove what they believe rather than simply see what it says and believe what it says. In Exodus chapter 3, the Lord appeared to Moses in a burning bush and spoke with him. This bush was not consumed. And so that really caused Moses to want to check this thing out. And when he approached that bush, the Lord said, don't come here. Draw not hither. Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. He's standing in the presence of the Lord. Now, Moses, after conversing with God and realizing what the Lord was going to do, told the Lord, behold, when I come to the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And the Lord said in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto them, or unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Capitalized letters. I am that I am. And then he said, tell them, I am hath sent me unto you. So God, when he first discloses his name to Moses, what shall I say unto them? What is his name? He said, my name is I am. That's who I am. I am that I am. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, the Lord gives this name again. Deuteronomy chapter 32, and look at verse 39. The Lord saying, see now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill, and I make alive. I wound, and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. What did he say? I am he. So when he introduced himself to Moses by name, he said, I am. Tell them, I am hath sent me. Then when he identified himself in Deuteronomy chapter 32 in Moses' song, he said, see now that I, even I, am he. I'm it. I'm he. I'm the one. I'm he. So this phrase, I am he, or I am, is an identifying phrase that singles that God out from all other gods that are in the universe. And there are many of them. Although these gods are not true gods, they are still nonetheless called gods. You see, Paul told us in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 that there are many gods. He said, 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5, he said, though there be that are gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many, but to us there is but one God, the Father of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Now, there are a lot of people that like to separate those two and say God the Father is one, and then the Lord Jesus Christ is another God, and that this Lord Jesus Christ is a created God. The New American Standard Version of the Bible is bad about this in John chapter 1, verse 18. In your King James Bible, it said, "No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him." But the New American Standard Version says, "No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten God, which is in the bosom of the Father, hath declared him." So the New American Standard Version has them as two separate gods. But the Bible's not like that. The Bible has them as one God, in whom is the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. To show you that those are not three separate gods, but the same God, the Lord places in the Scripture the name I Am in the Old Testament, and Jesus Christ identifies himself by that name in the New Testament. I am He, God says in Deuteronomy 32:38. There's no other God with me. There are other gods, but none with me. So there's only one God. And the name that identifies that God is I Am, and that name was used by Jesus Christ, and that name is used by God Almighty. Look again in Isaiah 43. What is this? This study is to show you that Jesus Christ left no doubt for you and for me, contained in the Scripture, that He is God Almighty, manifest in the flesh. In other words, our study today affirms the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ, that He is God. Isaiah 43, look at verse 10. "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am He." There it is again. Just like Exodus 3, just like Deuteronomy 32, the Lord says again, "I am He. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me." Then that makes Him exclusive. There's only one God. And the name that He uses to identify Himself in the Old Testament, among other things, is I Am. I am He. He says in verse 11, "I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior." Now, curiously, people have studied their Bibles and they realize that there is only one name that identifies all three persons in the Godhead. In other words, we commonly refer to God Almighty as God the Father. We commonly refer to God the Son as the Word, as in John 1:1 or 1 John 5:7, or we refer to Him as Jesus Christ. We commonly refer to the third person of the Godhead as the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. But in fact, there is one name that identifies all three persons. And that name, singular, is the Lord. For instance, you're in Isaiah 43. In verse 11, He said, "I, even I, am the Lord." In verse 3, He says, "For I am the Lord thy God." That's His name. In Ezekiel chapter 20, over and over again, you see God Almighty referred to as that name, the Lord. In Acts chapter 10, verses 47 and 48, you find the same thing concerning Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 10, verses 47 and 48, Jesus Christ is referred to as the Lord. As a matter of fact, when Cornelius and his household are baptized, they are baptized in the name of the Lord. In verse 48 of Acts chapter 10. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 11, Jesus Christ is the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3, Jesus Christ is the Lord. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, we find the Holy Spirit identified by the same name. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So the name that identifies all three is the Lord. That's why Cornelius the Gentile was baptized in the name of the Lord. That's the one that ties it all together. But in fact, they are only one God. Just one. And God Almighty says, I am He, in Deuteronomy 32, in Isaiah 43, and in Exodus chapter 3. As a matter of fact, in Isaiah 43, he goes on to say, I have declared and have saved, I have showed, when there was no strange God among you, therefore you are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Now he says in verse 11, I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. None. And then in verse 13 he said, yea, before the day was, I am He. So if Jesus Christ is the Savior, and God said, I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior, then Jesus Christ and God Almighty have to be the same God. It's impossible that they are two separate gods. Impossible. And their identifier, the thing that ties them together, is this tetragrammaton, this phrase, I am, or I am He. Now, we saw it in Exodus chapter 3. We saw it in Deuteronomy chapter 32. We saw it in Isaiah 43. Let's go to the New Testament and see if, in fact, it's used to identify the Lord Jesus Christ. Look in John chapter 8 at verse 24. John chapter 8 and look at verse 24. Jesus said, I said therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am He, ye shall die in your sins. The thing that would get those Pharisees out of their sins and to keep them from dying in their sins was to believe that Jesus Christ is I am. I am He. Look at it again in John chapter 8 and verse 28. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know what? That I am He, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. Now notice in that text, Jesus Christ refers to God Almighty as His Father, which is right, because God Almighty, through the power of the Holy Spirit, overshadowed the body of Mary, and in her womb was conceived the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Son of Man by virtue of His birth to Mary, and the Son of God by virtue of His birth to God Almighty, the Father. As a man, He is the Son of God. But as God, He is I Am. He said, except you believe that I am He, for if you believe not that I am He, ye shall die in your sins. Then he said, and when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am He. Now see, that would be a hard thing for somebody to comprehend. It was very hard for Thomas to comprehend. But the Lord revealed Himself to Thomas, the holes in His hands and feet and so forth, and Thomas bowed his head and said, my Lord and my God. Now he wouldn't have said that to Jesus Christ unless it were true. So what is that? Well, that's evidence that Jesus Christ is God manifest in the flesh. I am He. But that's not all, see? We'll look at it again. Look in John chapter 8, verse 58. This is what infuriated the Pharisees. The Pharisees said to Jesus Christ in verse 57, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said in verse 58, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. There it is again. So Jesus, three times in John chapter 8, shows the Pharisees and shows His disciples that I am He, and that I was before Abraham, because I am. Therefore, I am before Abraham. No was to it. He's eternal. He's God, manifest in the flesh. Look in John chapter 13 at verse 19. John chapter 13, look at verse 19. Jesus said, Well, look at verse 18. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen. John chapter 13, verse 18. But that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me, referring to Judas Iscariot. Verse 19. Now I tell you before it come, that when it is come to pass, ye may believe that I am he. You see, it was hard for the disciples to really believe that Jesus Christ had come down from heaven and was sent by the Father, because they knew that he was Jesus of Nazareth and that he had had an earthly birth. That was a very difficult for the thing for them to believe. So Jesus Christ had to tell them on more than one occasion who he is. I am he. I am he. So in John chapter 18, which is the text we're studying today, when Judas Iscariot shows up with a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, and they come in there with lanterns and torches and weapons looking for Judas Iscariot, and Jesus Christ sort of surprises them and said, who are you looking for? Whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. When he said, I am he spoke with the same authority as God Almighty spoke to Moses in Exodus chapter 3. Now, what was Moses supposed to do in Exodus chapter 3? Well, let's go back over there and see. Exodus chapter 3, I made mention of a part of it. It said, take your shoes off. The ground you're on is holy ground. But what did Moses do? Well, in verse 3 of Exodus chapter 3, he said, I'll turn aside and see this great sight, why this bush is not burnt. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses did what? Hid his face. He was afraid to look upon God. You know, in fact, every time we see Moses addressing God, you know, like when the Jews are out of line and that kind of stuff and they're having a little bit of trouble, you know what he does? He falls flat on his face before the Lord and he prays. So when Moses hides his face from the Lord in the burning bush in Exodus chapter 3, he hid his face Exodus chapter 3, verse 6. You know, that's a lot like what happened to Judas Iscariot and those officers. They fell down. They went backward and fell down. You know why? Because they're in the presence of the same God. They are in the presence of the same God that talked with Moses in the burning bush. And he identified himself as, I am he. Now, that may be a little bit difficult for you to understand, and that's okay. And that may even be more difficult for you to teach or to explain, and I understand. But it is not too difficult for you to believe, because it's what he said. In John chapter 10, when Jesus Christ identified himself as the Good Shepherd, he went on to say in verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Okay, well, you can't pluck them out of Jesus' hand, and you can't pluck them out of the Father's hand. Why is that? Verse 30, I and my Father are one. That's why. I and my Father are one. All right, when you consider that, it's wise to go to 1 John chapter 5 and look at verse 7 and notice what he means when he says, I and the Father are one, because I've heard people say, I and my Father are one in purpose. Doesn't mean that they're the same person or same God. I've heard them say that. But in fact, when you go to 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, you find out something different than what I just told you they told me. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, the Bible says, there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Now, you know, people who get fouled up in this doctrine that we just looked at here today, the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ, get fouled up in one of two ways, mainly. One of the ways they get fouled up is they say that Jesus is God, and Jesus is the Father, and Jesus is the Holy Ghost, and he's all the same. Because you'll see that stuff used interchangeably. In one place, you know, God says, I created it, like in chapter 40 to chapter 48, I created it, and then come along and you read in John chapter 1 that the earth got here by Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is the one that created it. In Colossians chapter 1, Jesus Christ is the one that created it. And you say, aha, you see right there? Jesus is God Almighty. And there is no such thing as the Father being a separate person. And Jesus is the Holy Ghost because he said, I will send a comforter to you. I will come to you. He said that in John chapter 14. He said, I'll not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And they say, therefore, when Jesus comes to you, that's the presence of the Holy Spirit in you. And therefore, Jesus Christ is the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ is God Almighty. And that all sounds well and good up to a point, you know, when you just look at a few narrow verses, but you have a hard time with it when you start talking about things like, you know, Jesus Christ standing in water at his own baptism, and a voice from heaven comes down, and the dove, which is the Holy Spirit, comes in the bodily shape of a dove and lights on him. There's three different things going on there. The one person, Jesus Christ, is standing in the water. You got two other persons representing that same God doing two other things at exactly the same time. And the way to unravel that is to realize that in 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, you'd know the modern Bibles would take that out of there because they don't believe this. He said, these three are one. One, two, three. These three are one. Showing you that, in fact, there is God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost. That's one of the ways they get messed up. The other way they get messed up is that they believe that Jesus Christ is a created God, and we dealt with that at the beginning of the message. But if you take simply what we've looked at today, where Jesus Christ said, I am he, and God said, I am he, you realize they're the same God. They are the same God. That is what you call the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is a doctrine to be believed, because it's a Bible doctrine.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.